I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein. I found in my own life that I gain even more from these inspired sermons when I study them in greater depth.
The basic pattern is to identify the fundamental doctrine or principle that's being taught, find any invitations associated with and related to that doctrine or principle, and then also recognizing the promised blessings if we act in accordance with that invitation.
Welcome to Words of the Prophets, a podcast where we discuss the latest talks from the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My name is Todd, and I have with me my daughter, Aaliyah. How are you today, Aaliyah?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing super great. We are recording a conference recap. Did you do anything fun for General Conference this weekend?
This morning, and well, my dad's going to make fun of me because I told him this earlier, and he said, isn't the morning session at noon for you? So this early afternoon, for the morning session, I went to church because, like, the church building, because they gave us free food. So that awesome. Was my conference.
I love it.
Nice.
Now, it's fun because, you know, when I was in La Crosse, we didn't even open up the church, and they didn't hear either. You know, for conference, because nobody ever watched it at church anymore. But in a YSA ward, I think that's a thing. So how was it getting together with your ward members, and were there lots of people there?
There wasn't a ton of people, but there was definitely some, and it was pretty fun to just, I don't know, feel the community, I guess.
Yeah,
the sense sure. of community. So yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Now, Aaliyah, you weren't home with us, but why don't you, let's play a little game. Why don't you guess some of the traditions that we engaged in? See if you can remember what it was like to watch conference at home.
Well, I know you did Legos because yes. you always do Legos, and you also sent pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there were cinnamon rolls or those little like crescent roll marshmallow thing, resurrection rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Those are also an option.
Yep, we did. So Deanna doesn't want to just make cinnamon rolls every time. There's always a sweet roll of some sort. So we made Nutella rolls this time.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Sounds really good.
They were super tasty, yeah. Yeah, and we did Legos. So we did a Stitch Lego. So he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and eating ice cream. we did the ship from Ahsoka's new TV series. So the one where the wings like rotate around it, mm-hmm. had a cool Hu Yang and Sabine Wren minifigs. So those are fun, for Star Wars fans out there. And then we did a Walt Disney 100th anniversary celebration Lego. That was my favorite. It was a big film camera.
Really cool.
And Walt was like sitting inside the film camera, you know, making movies, and some iconic characters were there as minifigs. It was really, really fun. So we had a good time.
That one was amazing.
Indeed. Aaliyah, also, you neglected one other conference tradition. I'll give you one last guess.
The conference tradition I remember is sitting under tables and putting blankets over them. I don't think you did that, though. Or eating mini Cadbury eggs.
Oh, so close. Camilla was eating M&Ms this year instead of mini Cadbury eggs. I was referring to the one of focusing so much on the auditory aspect of conference that you block out the visual content. And by that, I mean closing your eyes, which inevitably leads to falling asleep during the afternoon session.
Yeah.
Which is one reason
yeah,
we
I definitely
study.
Did that.
Yeah, study
accident.
Afterwards, because we all fall asleep at some point. So awesome. And we had the missionaries over for part of it, which we often
Oh, good.
Do. So awesome. Well, let's say hi to the O'Neills here. Burke, how are you?
I am doing quite well. I just enjoyed a weekend full of conference. How else?
So how could
doing?
You not be doing well, right? what kinds of traditions did you guys engage in this conference?
So the tradition yesterday was carrot sheet cake for breakfast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Usually also with like, you know, eggs and sausage or something. So it feels like you're actually having a real breakfast and not just eating cake for breakfast. And then the conference store bridged both days. So you get points for participating, listening to aspects of conference. And then there's a whole table full of goodies of various prices that you can buy to snack on during conference. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about the conference store. I'm glad that that's still ongoing.
Yeah, so I maintain the spreadsheet for the conference store. So
I love that there's a spreadsheet. That's amazing. awesome. Well, Rivka, how are you today?
I'm great.
Did you make a list of every person that made a list in their talk?
No, I didn't. I didn't make a single list unless... Unless you count like the whole of my notes where I took inspiration from Elder Bednar and did the Doctrine, Invitations, and Blessings columns.
Oh, and then, awesome.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess if I look at it, it looks like a giant list, but.
I love it. Yeah. I'm just so attuned to the list now after talking with you about conference for so long that what I noticed visually that I don't think I've ever registered really, you know, deeply before is how many people hold up their hands and count off their list with their fingers, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. Yeah, even if they're not saying numbers, they'll still hold up their hand and count off list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. I loved it. So great. Did you have any other fun things you did or other conference traditions you engaged in this weekend, Rivka?
Well, we did have some friends sort of last minute surprise us Friday evening, and they stayed over and then they watched the first session of conference with us, which was so fun. They got to shop in the conference store too. And then they had a long drive home where they were listening to the rest of it. But it was really fun to have like just some surprise friends with us that first session.
That's amazing. That's a new life goal of mine, is show up at the O'Neill House Friday night before conference and just say, hey, guess who's here?
You can tell. That's it's been done. Goal. You wouldn't be the first. So.
No. That's a great goal.
I love it. Awesome. Well, let's talk about some of the spiritual things that we felt this weekend. Let's go through themes. So, Aaliyah, we'll start with you. What themes really stood out to you as you listened?
So many covenants. Just like every session had at least two or three talks focused on covenants, and then 80% of them mentioned them in some way or another. I swear, it was just covenants. All over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very prevalent. Anything from that discussion of covenants that really stood out to you as you think back?
Not that I can remember, other than just like the importance of them. No matter the topic, there's always some way that covenants tie in and support whatever other doctrine it was that they were talking about.
Right. Right. I love it. I was thinking of our last discussion about Elder Renlund's talk about covenants, where he tied people's hands together with exercise bands.
Yeah.
And how he brought that up again and sort of made an oblique reference to that, where he talked about multiple mm-hmm. covenants binding us.
Yep.
That was one thing that stood out to me about covenants. But yeah, lots of covenants. Anything about Covenants Burke that really stood out to you as you went through conference?
Just, I have it a lot in my notes. Every time I heard covenants, I would type that. So it was definitely woven throughout. And also the loving kindness or hased was brought up a number of times, sometimes by name and sometimes not by name, but that feeling was there as well.
Yeah. So. I feel like that has been discussed by a lot of people, but maybe the most prominent person who's talked about it the most is Carrie Muhlstein, a BYU professor who mm-hmm. wrote a book about it. And I listened to his podcast about Come Follow Me. And I was thinking, he's just got to be so happy that people have really, you know, latched onto this and run with it. So, yeah, it was in there a lot. Rivka, for you, anything about covenants that you remember, you know, distinctly?
I don't know. I feel like that was, for me, the overarching theme of conference was that like make and keep your covenants and then like stay on the path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It was everywhere. Just it like was. You guys were saying, is there something, I don't know. The big, and like a thing that I noticed, and maybe it's because I need this more, or maybe it's just because we haven't had specific talks about it very often, was the doctrine of prayer. Like there were three mm-hmm. talks that were just specifically about prayer.
Yep.
And then there were other talks where it was mentioned as one of like a list of important things that we needed to do, you know, to be faithful, or like Elder Suarez's covenant confidence talk or those sorts of things. So
yeah,
Elder Holland and Sister Porter and Elder Godoy, though, all spoke specifically on prayer. And I thought that was lovely.
Awesome. I love it. All right, Burke, did you have any other big themes that stood out to you?
The term foundation came up a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's bedrock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When, and, you know, any good talk of foundation brings up gospel fundamentals.
Yes.
I think Elder Stevenson's talk specifically, but yeah, lots of foundational things. So.
That is true. And who was the one, was it Elder Stevenson or somebody else who was talking about, no, maybe it was Bednar, where he's like, it wasn't just sitting on the rock. Oh, now I can't remember. This is why we
holes that connect the rock into the bedrock. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Secure to foundation. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sacred time and holy places. That time.
Yes.
That was Bednar. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you guys take notes because.
Well, we know that you're not going to, so.
Somebody has to.
I know. I'm so bad. I was doing Legos. Come on. I can't do both.
No, that's true. It's true.
Awesome. Foundation. I love that. Aaliyah, any other part about foundation that you can remember that stood out to you?
Well, in the Bednar talk, he was saying, he quoted Helaman 5, the verse everyone knows, and he said that the foundation isn't Christ. We have to build our foundation on Christ.
Yes. That's the part I was thinking about. Yeah. 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 Tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I remember right, I think his comparison was that the bedrock, that like really, I don't know anything about actual rocks, but it's like really solid, stable. You have to put a foundation on top of that rock. And then he showed like the graphic of the metal poles that are like drilled between, like through your foundation and the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like the fundamentals. And he listed several things that those could be, but we have to build our foundation of like different actions we take on top of Jesus Christ, who is the rock.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's fantastic. It was a good distinction. He always has really interesting scriptural insights to share. So awesome. Okay. Rivka, any other themes that stood out to you?
The temple was all throughout. I feel like it started with Elder Suarez, who, remember, he said home, that one word who said home-centered, church-supported, temple-bound.
Yes.
Which I loved. Mm-hmm. I loved that. And then two talks later, Elder Eyring spoke about temple attendance and covenants. And then
Elder Eyring told a story in his talk about going to the temple for the first time that I know he's told at least once in conference before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's fun to hear some sort of repeated, really important moments from their lives. So,
yes, really good. Let's see. Well, then Elder Carpenter spoke specifically about ceilings and the ceiling power. And then Elder Oak's big temple talk, which, like, I just sat there in awe. I have nothing written on anything else because I was just trying to soak it in.
Yeah.
And then Elder Anderson and then President Nelson's incredible talk about temples and priesthood keys. And that was another priesthood keys and temple keys and ceilings. Yeah. So the temple was very heavy through this, which, I mean, makes sense because that's where we make the bulk of our covenants. And that was such a theme.
Awesome. Burke, anything about temples that really stood out to you?
I apparently need to go more often. That was the feeling I kept getting, like, okay, yep, need to recommit on that one. So,
yeah. Any temple announcements you were particularly excited about?
Not specifically. Like, I'm excited. Like, when he said 15, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But I don't live near any of those ones that are getting announced. I'm happy for all of the people who will have a temple closer sometime in the future that may feel really far away to them now that it's been announced.
Yeah. I know, it's really unfair that they don't announce it and then like next week there it is.
Still frustrated. Still frustrated.
Yeah, the way that just constructing a large building takes forever. It's just hard. So, yeah.
Seriously, why don't they just start building it, sneak it right in there, and then announce, ta-da!
It will be open before next conference.
Yeah.
Aaliyah, any temple themes that you heard or anything, any talks or, you know, things that stuck in your mind about temples from these talks?
President Nelson said a couple things, starting with nothing will, and then fill in the blank, talking about the temple. I don't remember the specifics of what they were, but essentially it was like nothing will have more of an impact on anything than temple worship will. And so just like him repeating that over and over and over again really just like hammered it in how important it is. And if I wasn't already going every week, I definitely would be committed to doing that now. but I'm already doing that. So now I'm just recommitted to doing that.
Yeah.
But as far as temple announcements go, they announced one in Yuma, Arizona, which is in my mission. People have been praying and fasting for a temple in Yuma for so long, so long. I was there in that mission for, I think, 3 or 4 conferences. No, 3, because, yeah. And every single one, people were like, Yuma Temple, and then it never happened, and now it finally happened. And as soon as it did, as soon as that was announced, there was a messenger chat with a bunch of return missionaries from the mission, and it was just going crazy with people just so, so excited. And then that hymn that they sang afterwards, "Let Us All Rejoice," it was like, it was just exhilarating. I was so excited.
Awesome. Why is Yuma a place that a temple is needed?
It's just in between major like temple hubs. If you live in Yuma, you either have to drive up into the valley 3+ hours to get to like the Mesa Gilbert Phoenix area, or you have to go the opposite way, which I think is technically actually their district, to the, is it the San Francisco Temple? The one that is not- like a castle.
You, my child, we live in California now.
I don't live there. I don't.
That's true.
Yeah.
San Diego.
That's, I think, their temple. San Diego. That's the one.
Which is closed right now. So they're all going to Phoenix or, you know, the valley. So.
Yep. So this will make it much, much easier to get to the temple for those people.
Yeah. Amazing. That was really exciting. For a hot second, I looked at a job in Yuma, and the distance from a temple was a deal breaker. We were like, no, I want to be near a temple. So we were also happy to hear about Des Moines, Iowa. So we have, we lived, you know, we all met in Iowa, right? So that was really fun. And my sister lived in Des Moines for years, and I texted her right after, and she doesn't live there anymore, but she said, you know, she freaked out and started crying right when they announced it. She was so happy. So that was awesome. And then Edinburgh, Scotland. Yeah. That was really cool. Aaliyah and I have visited there and loved it. And we have a friend of the podcast who emails us and Facebook messages us regularly.
Our we fan club in Bonnie Scotland.
That's right. So hopefully, I don't actually know where she lives, but hopefully dear Audrey is going to benefit from that. So that's awesome. Awesome. Well, let's talk about our favorite talks. So we'll go back to Aaliyah for that. Ooh. You can only pick one, Aaliyah. Just one.
Okay, I know. I think she already texted it.
She did.
Yeah. You guys know. Okay. Ellery Kieran, just wow.
So good.
Wow. The more than just what he said, the delivery of it was so powerful to me. It was so intense. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, everything he said was just so, like, I don't know, not dramatic, but like it just hit so
meaningful.
Hard. Yes, it was amazing. And just him talking about God's fabulous plan. And one of the things that I wrote down that he said was infinite means infinite. Infinite covers you and those you love.
Yeah.
It was just, it was so good.
So good. Yeah. It, you know why his delivery is so good, Aaliyah? It's his accent. I mean, the accent.
And then the guy after him was like, can I borrow your accent for 10 minutes?
That was so funny. That part, I laughed so loud in the beginning of Elder Kieran's talk, where mm-hmm. you think he totally bait and switched us. You think he's going to say behind every apostle is an amazing, you know, wife or whatever. And he's an astounded mother-in-law.
Yes.
And I was kind of hoping at the hysterical. End of his talk, we could have got a rebuttal from the other side of the veil, you know, from the disappointed mother-in-law.
But. Indeed. That was a hilarious joke, but there is a kernel of deep truth in there. And I remember, not about mother-in-laws, but I remember reading President Hinckley's biography. And when he was called in as an apostle, all of his family members were like, are you sure? Do you have the right person? Like, he's just a normal guy. Like, why are you doing this? And it's a good reminder. They're normal people. They have mother-in-laws. They're not perfect. They're just called to be special witnesses of Christ. Right.
Let us not forget he left his kid behind at a gas station one time. So.
He's so grateful that that's what you pulled from that talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great one. I loved it. Burke, how about you? What was your favorite talk? Well, most memorable. I hate.
So I went into this conference, I think because of my backstory. So I'm a little over a month into having left an established medical practice and gone out on my own solo. And in some regards, even though I'm kind of doing it already, there's a lot of things that are still very overwhelming. And I'm a little bit prone to overanalysis and anxiety anyway. Mm-hmm. So I went into this weekend just really seeking the two specific things I was praying for were peace and joy. How do I find those? And so obviously the two talks that spoke directly to me were Elder Bednar and Elder Uchtdorf. And so I'm really looking forward to going back and studying those, but specifically Elder Uchtdorf's, which was how to find joy, like if you had to subtitle it. So
yeah,
unfortunately there wasn't anything really new in there. It turns out all the stuff I already knew, so I must just not be doing it well enough, I guess. But it was still nice to have an apostle speak directly to me on exactly the subject I was praying about. So
that's awesome. Elder Uchtdorf, always amazing. I think joy was a subcurrent theme of this conference. Covenants and temples were definitely like very prevalent, but there were a lot of conferences recently where I just felt like everything was terrible and everyone was like, yeah, life sucks. You know, it's everything's bad. And this one, I felt like there were a lot of talks where it was like, there's a lot of joy out there and being a member of the church is great. And you can be confident and joyful and have a good life. Even if bad things happen. So I appreciated that specific talk, which was, you know, the most prevalent one about that. So awesome. Rivka, how about you? What was a favorite talk?
So I don't know. I don't know how to pick one. I listened to this conference and it's probably just because we've been doing this. Like this conference is which one for us? 7? 8?
8.
We've been doing this podcast. This is our 8. Wow.
That's and a long time.
I know. And I found myself during every talk being like, oh, I can't wait to discuss this part of it with those guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yes. This is where Leah's going to use a cartoon thing, you know, or something like that in a movie. And so, like, I just had 2 full days of being like, oh, I can't wait to do this. Oh, I can't wait to do this. And so there were just aspects of every single talk that I was excited to be able to discuss because that's like my favorite thing. But I don't know.
Yeah, I was repeatedly frustrated that as I was writing down something, I was missing something else they were saying.
It's true. That's why we get to study a lot.
But
I loved Elder Dushku's pillar of light versus the rays of testimony. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really good illustration about growing our testimony and not necessarily having the angel appear and tell us, but that they equate to the same thing eventually.
Yeah.
So I loved that one. And I loved Elder Christofferson's talk on the testimony of Jesus. And he really dug into what the testimony of Jesus is. And I love that from section 76. So,
yeah. Totally amazing. And we have been doing this 8 years and it has, or 8 conferences, and it has totally influenced how I listen as well, Rivka. I sit there thinking about, oh, what's Burke going to say about this? What will Rivka say? Or what will Aaliyah say? Yeah. And in just epic classic podcast fashion, My favorite talk was stolen by Rivka. It was the Pillars of Light.
What? How did that happen?
How many talks there are, and you managed to pick the same one.
I know. We picked the same one. It was so good. But you got his name. I wasn't even going to try and remember it. So good. And I was thinking of so many people who I know who have come up to faith crises or just any crisis, and a life crisis, an existential crisis, some other crisis, and they forget everything that has happened in their life to this point. And if you take that talk and you remember all these little pillars of light that have been, or rays of light that form that pillar in your life, I mean, what a foundation to build on, going back to that, where you can just lean on that in times of trial, and that can enlighten your steps ahead. So I just thought it was so beautiful. I loved it.
I will add, I listened, so I missed the first two sessions on Saturday because I had work. And so I listened to them just on double speed afterwards. And I think that one was in one of those sessions, and I was listening to it, and then I had to stop and listen to the Saturday evening session live. And one of the talks there was the one about the priesthood. And he just is telling story after story of these astounding miracles. And I was like,
wait a minute.
The juxtaposition is a little off. Like, you don't need a big miracle to have a testimony immediately followed by a talk all about big miracles. I was like, okay. Both were amazing, though. I loved them.
Yeah, well, I liked Elder Dushku's talk because in my mind, when he was talking about lots of small things adding up, I just kept hearing all the small things true care, truth brings.
I do not. Wait, I don't get the reference, Bert. What am I missing?
Blink 182.
Me neither.
Oh. Well,
song actually called All the Small Things, so.
Come on, it's got to be Disney or Groundhog Day, or I'm just
not gonna get it. Well, I was just thinking as you were talking, Todd, about the rays of testimony, I was wondering if they could be equated to Elder Bednar's like pillars that go into the foundation, you know, kind of the same sort of thing with two different visuals.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great relationship there. Elder Bednar's talk was awesome. The Elder's Holland's talk was good. The talk right after Elder Holland, and I didn't remember her name either.
Sister Dennis. Was,
yes, so good.
About the garment.
But seriously, though, Elder Holland has a near-death experience, and what he gets from it is, you need to try harder. What the heck? Like, I was like, well, 10 on the Bednar index right there. Starting out confidence with a 10. Elder Holland needs to be more committed. Okay. Yeah.
Although, do you feel like Elder Holland was like, okay, let's go? He seems the sort that would be like, yeah, bring it on. Challenge accepted.
He was like, I'm half dead, but I'm fired up. That's funny because Elder Bednar's talk was like a 10 out of 10 for me on the Bednar index because I'm so bad at stillness. It is like such a weakness for me.
Oh, see, and that one was just like balm to my soul because he's like, hey, quit worrying so much. Just calm down.
Yeah.
Just chill and let God be God. And I was like, okay, I think I can try that. So,
No, because I'm always like in motion, you know, like, so to hear him say like, be still, I was like, okay, I can try that.
Yeah,
a little.
But can I bring a fidget spinner?
It's not a spinner. It's magnetic and you click it. It makes a noise.
Fidget clicker.
He has one.
He does. Worry stone.
That's right. Awesome. Well, what an amazing conference. Any last words to sum up, Aaliyah?
Not really. It was
okay.
Awesome.
Wise words from Aaliyah. Burke, any last words to sum up?
I'm just very excited to get the written text again. Why is it not already available?
But I know. It takes so long to come out. Yeah.
Well, and even breaking it up into individual talks to listen to it. And so I have to keep just listening to the whole session, which is fine. Yeah. But sometimes you just want to listen to a specific talk like a couple times in a row. So
every pioneer who migrated from England is turning over in their graves right now listening to us whine about that. So
I didn't even have my own copy of the scriptures.
Rivka, any last sum up words that you want to share?
It was interesting to take notes in this columned sort of way because so many invitations were just different iterations of the same basic invitation. And then so many blessings were different iterations of the same basic blessings.
Right.
And it's kind of fun to see that, like, whatever aspect of the gospel you are working on, you will be blessed. And if you're looking for specific blessings or specific uplifting, there are like 1,000 different ways to get that.
Yeah. So you're saying it's like a cosmic vending machine.
Yes. Can I get the list?
Nope. Awesome. That's not what I'm saying at all, but you know.
Okay. That's what I got from it.
It's not made to order, but what I'm saying, maybe what I'm saying is that's why it's not a cosmic vending machine. Like there are any number of things you could do and you will get any number of blessings from it.
I love it. Yeah. Kind of like the giant invitation and blessings that President Nelson gave at the end that Aaliyah already referred to.
Oh man.
Everything you need is contained in the gospel. So just live the gospel. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the commitments Aaliyah and I have is to do better at social media. We have done poorly.
We will do better.
We're going to do better. So Aaliyah, tell people who are looking for us to do better on social media how to get a hold of us.
You can email us at wordsoftheprophetspodcast@gmail.com, or you can message or comment on our Facebook and Instagram at Words of the Prophets Podcast.
Awesome. Well, the next discussion we'll have is about Elder Holland's very first talk from the April 2024 General Conference. So thanks for joining us today. And until next time, keep the faith.
If we teach by the Spirit and you listen by the Spirit, some one of us will touch on your circumstance, sending a personal prophetic epistle just to you.